You know, yesterday we heard in John's Gospel, John the Baptist testifying to those around him when Jesus approached, that he was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He's the one whom I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. You know, the story continues in today's Gospel. John the Baptist is standing by with two of his disciples when Jesus walked by and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." So the John the Baptist introduced the disciples, which we later learned to be Andrew and John, to Jesus. Jesus, in turn, when he saw them following him, asked, "What are you looking for?" And they said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" And Jesus said, "Come and you will see." You know, later, Andrew met his brother, St. Peter, and told him, "We have found the Messiah." And then he brought him to Jesus, and Jesus changed his name from Simon to Cephas. Evangelism of Christianity is sometimes referred to as one beggar telling another beggar where to find food. All of us were introduced to Christ through someone else, and for many of us it was our family, and for others it was friends, people who taught us, and maybe people we worked with. Both John the Baptist and Andrew, who believed Christ was the Lamb of God, introduced others to Jesus. Jesus took it from there. He does the heavy work. We are called to plant the seed. And through our baptism, we are called to pass the gift of faith on to others by introducing others to Christ, by what we say and how we live our lives. You know, we live in a secular culture where many believe death is the end. There is no heaven or hell. And there's no absolute truth regarding what's right or wrong. So they insist that we don't impose our morality on them. As a result, many of us are reluctant to proclaim our faith in Jesus as Lord publicly. But if we really truly believe that Christ is the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world who came to free us from the chains of sin and death, the person that can lead us on the roadmap to true happiness in this life by following his teachings and to eternal life with the Father, we must, out of love, let others know. You know, several years ago at one of our Paris missions, we had a speaker who brought up a question. He asked, "How much would you have to dislike someone to not tell them about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? And if you know about heaven and hell, why would you allow someone to go to hell because you didn't take the time to tell them about Jesus?" So let us ask God for the graces we need to boldly proclaim Christ to others through our words and actions so all can be saved and grow the kingdom of God.